Well, we're in Jim's 9 or 10 years old. I'm a couple years older, so he's playing baseball and he's pitching. And the Monday night baseball they used to have, we watched it, and the St. Louis Cardinals had a pitcher named Al Hrabowski, right? The Mad Hungarian. And Hrabowski used to turn his back and get all fired up, and he'd turn around, scout, he had a Fu Manchu. And in that game, he turned around, he had his eye taped open. Something was the matter with his eye. So his eye was scotch taped open. Do you remember that? Yes, you do, Joe. I figured you would. So we thought that was the greatest thing in the world, you know, taping your eye open and intimidating the batter and all that kind of stuff. So we laughed about it. So Tuesday night was a Little League night. So I'm standing behind the screen watching Jim, and he's going to pitch, and he's in the opener. I see him go back behind the mound, and I just, oh, my God, I can't believe he's going to do this. And he turned around with a scowl on his face, and he had his eye taped open with scotch tape. And Kathy Berry, who lived around the corner from us, was a little girl. It was girls and boys played together. She was batting. She was a right-hander. And he winds up, and he was bigger than most of the kids. And he threw one right into the middle of her back, right between her shoulder blades. She did one of these. And he plunked her. And she started crying, and all the parents were like, you know, get him off the mound. He's a bully. Get him out of here. How can you hit a girl? So, you know, after the game, we went home. I asked him, you know, why did you hit Kathy Berry in the back? He said, she was crowding the plate. And that's how he tells the story to this day, right? It hadn't changed.